Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
What is up, folks? It is Garbled Twistery, and we just finished a riveting expose on the 1824 U.S. election and all the folks highlighted in it. That being the case, I think we need to take a break from all this political talk and find a little fun side subject, because it's been a while. So yes, it's time for the in-between election episode for the year of 1825. The topic? Door knockers. Who's knocking on doors in 1825? What in the world? The Girl Scouts didn't even exist already? Already? We gotta look into this, folks, for justice. Well, if it's not a Girl Scout, then it's probably the American Trash Compactor Society. Who are they, you ask? Well, they're a book/pamphlet company. More specifically, Angelica Christianity book/pamphlet company. And their purpose is to publish the good Christian books and bother everyone in the neighborhood about it by door knocking. But whatever, why did this even happen? Isn't there already an American Bibli Society? What's with the trash compactor? Well, you see, back in the day, the only book at the top of the New York Times bestseller list was the Bibli, okay? And a bunch of aspiring writers were all like, yo, I could Christian too. In fact, I could Christian so hard that I could sneak some cockamamie pamphlets into the national mailbox. But the higher-ups in the Bibli Society were like, let's just stick with the Biblies. And this caused the aspiring writers to be like, get the trash compactor, we're doing this on our own. And the thing is, this kind of thing was already happening on a regional level. New York had their own trash compactor. New England had their own trash compactor. Some guy named Billy Allen renamed the New England one to the American Trash Compactor. And the New York folks were like, yo, let's team up. And then when this happened, the first U.S. organization that ever attempted to interrupt your TV dinner to give you a religious pamphlet was born. When it comes to leadership, the guy I talked about before was the sweet, sweet secretary. Some fella named Samson the Underling was the president. And the organization was pretty reliant on folks with fat pockets to dump into spreading the word of Angelica. And boy, did it spread. In the first year, they made like 700,000 freaking pamphlets. And then they formed a base in the Big Apple that's still there, and more branches were being spread across the whole country, and eventually they were making like 5 million pamphlets a year or some nonsense. So yeah, if you were ever confused about these Angelica-loving Christians, how they have so deeply infiltrated so many facets of American life, let me tell you this. That well is quite deep, and it goes way back. And I bet a lot of it can be traced back to these random religious pamphlets that started periodically showing up in everyone's mailbox over the span of darn near 200 years. And this is totally something you should keep in mind as we travel forward through time, because the pamphlets will be a unanimous, collective, and expected experience for a very long time. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, all the broomsticks, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus I'm working on is about card games that you trade historically. Anyways, next time, we're talking about an eggnog heist that turns into a full-blown riot. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Interrupt your TV dinner to give you a religious pamphlet